CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Is Google too big? That's what the federal government has been saying. And now the Justice Department wants it to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser. They also want to ban it from being the main default search engine on iPhones and other devices. Lee Heppner is an antitrust attorney.
There's this message out there that these cases are punishing success. But I think that that starts to fall away when you start hearing about all of the ways that they have prevented innovation from occurring and preventing new search engines from occurring or advertising models from emerging.
Google has dismissed the idea of a breakup as radical. A South Florida man has been arrested for allegedly plotting to blow up the New York Stock Exchange. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The FBI says it got a tip about Harun Abdul-Malik Yenner collecting bomb-making materials in a storage unit and found timers and other electronics. They then went undercover, posing as members of a militia Yenner had tried to join. He allegedly told them he planned to wear a disguise to enter the stock exchange and plant his explosives, then detonate them remotely, killing everyone inside and, in his words, rebooting the U.S. government.
This just in, a Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman says Russia is ready to consider any, quote, realistic peace initiative on the conflict in Ukraine, but if it takes into account Russia's own interests and the situation on the ground. Back here and in the Northwest, they're about halfway through 5 days of a deluge of wind and water, all part of a bomb cyclone that's led to the deaths of two people so far. CBS Bay Area reporter John Ramos is in Napa, California.
At the Napa Corporation Yard, workers were helping residents.
It's the first storm of the year. It is what it is. When that ground starts getting saturated, that's when you got to start worrying. But right now, it's just sucking it in.
The yard was already saturated at Tim Cutting's house. Water was pouring out of his rain gutters, sending it toward his backyard shed. He was busy building a dam to try to keep the water from going inside.
If it gets heavy enough, it kind of forms a river through.
But even without flooding, the rain was still dampening business in this tourist-dependent area.
This is a slow for everybody.
When you go for a physical, does the doc ask about your mental well-being? CBS's Michael George says the odds are no.
A third of Americans say their doctor has never asked them about their mental health. A survey by Gallup and West Health found most patients would be comfortable talking about mental health issues with a doctor. The findings come at a time when more than one in five Americans is living with a mental illness.
Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have moved to England. The Wrap says the pair have put their Montecito, California home on the market and fled the country to Great Britain with no plans to return. Just a few months ago, DeGeneres sold a separate home near Santa Barbara for $96 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
If you're in the market for a new ride, a list of best vehicles brands has just been released.
Topping the U.S. News and World Report list of best car brands is Honda. The publication's senior automotive correspondent John Vincent says Honda is one of the few automakers still making a variety of cars. When it comes to trucks, Vincent says Ram consistently comes out on top in a very competitive market.
They're a little bit more sophisticated in their suspension, so they ride more comfortably than a lot of trucks, and they have the most comfortable and well-equipped cabins in the pickup market.
Hyundai is ranked best SUV and Lexus the best for certified pre-owned vehicles. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you have a Sheetz gas station near you, listen up. It's slashing prices by 40 cents a gallon at some of its locations ahead of Thanksgiving. It's for unleaded 88 and lasts through the end of the month. It's available at more than 500 Sheetz spots. Gas prices are hovering around $3.06 a gallon nationally. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some snow showers in the overnight. Lows near 30 degrees. West winds to 30 miles per hour. For your Thursday morning, winter weather advisory in effect with snow 1 to 2 inches, then changing to all rain in the afternoon. Windy, highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
She knows what I'm about. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein.
Gonna run to him. Come on. gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
True love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your heart. Then suddenly,
Bob Rand.
marching to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Give back it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, that's for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. And you make it hard. And you make it hard. And you make it hard.
You got to lose. chestnut from Canary, to be throat a sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? They see lilting
On all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
CBS News Brief.